Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You might recall last year in September, we saw the introduction of the two-pot retirement system. It was implemented to make sure that we as South Africans can access a portion of some of our pension contributions, just to make sure that we're able to get by. But since then, what are some of the key considerations that we need to be mindful of in terms of our behavior and even making use of tax benefits to maximize within this two-pot era? Well, to help us answer these key questions, we join on the line by Megan Frazier, tax manager at Allan Gray. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me, Gugu. Great to be here.
It's exciting times to talk about tax, and I know sometimes it's met with so much disdain, but the truth is it's a necessary part of life. It's something that we all certainly participate in, and most importantly, there are ways and avenues for us to navigate it effectively. And maybe let's just start there. Taxes that are in place that we can maximize within the two-pot era, what are they and how do they work?
Okay, so I think one of the most important things to consider when you are thinking about your tax savings during this two-pot era, as you called it, is how can we best maximize the very generous deductions that National Treasury gives us during this tax season, so contributions made between the 1st of March and the end of February every year. So one of the biggest deductions that you can really focus on maximizing before the end of February are your contributions to your retirement savings, as you mentioned. So these contributions are tax deductible in the year that they are made, which means that you pay less tax immediately, which is a great tax benefit. So at the moment, deductible contributions are capped at a maximum of 27.5% of the greater of your taxable income or remuneration, but this has an annual ceiling of 350,000 Rand. So you might be asking, what happens if I actually contribute in excess of this amount? Will I lose the tax benefit? So what's really great about this deduction is that you never lose the tax benefit, as you'll receive the additional tax deduction in subsequent tax years until you fully utilize that deduction.
And that's important for us to remember, right? Because there are tax benefits to actually contributing more to your retirement funds and even tax-free investments. And maybe this is where we also need to revisit, just to understand what those benefits are, how they work, and if we can use them.
Correct. So the other, as you correctly point out, the other really great product to get tax benefits is a tax-free investment product. This also has some limitations in terms of the contributions that you can make annually to the product. So you can contribute up to 36,000 Rand every year, capped at an annual or lifetime allowance, of 500,000 Rand. So what's really great about a tax-free investment product is once you've contributed to this product, you don't pay tax on the interest, dividends, or capital gains whilst you are invested in the product, and they certainly are not as restricted as retirement products, given that you can actually access the full amount in this investment at any point in time. This withdrawal amount also will not be taxed, as is the case with a savings pot withdrawal.
And this is important because, as you say, we typically need to weigh up the benefits that might exist. And this is specifically for individuals looking at the flexibility between a retirement annuity or RA versus a tax-free investment or tax-free account.
Correct. So I think, Gugu, we often get that question, like which product should I invest in? I think what's really important is that you do need to look at both the benefits and restrictions of both of these products. So being aware of that is the most important thing. But the other really important thing is that your financial plan is particular to you and your own circumstances, right? So sometimes it's not the question about whether I should invest in a retirement fund or a tax-free investment, but maybe a combination of these products actually works for you depending on your savings goals.
And that's also very personalized. I'm so keen on the tax-free investment account. The contributions are still limited to 36,000 Rand per year, or I know we're speculating with that shift according to National Treasury come the end of February.
I suppose we can hope so, Gugu, but I think what's also important to note is that National Treasury hasn't moved a lot of contribution limits for a while. So we can be hopeful, but I guess we'll have to just wait and see what happens in February.
Got you. And that's another aspect to be mindful of, right? Because the 36,000 Rand per year or half a million Rand over a lifetime are the current limits that are in place. But we also can't hopscotch or play our way around when and we contribute and how we contribute. So if one has already withdrawn from their tax-free investment, you can't go back and say, well, I'm just putting back this 36,000 Rand that I used up last year and withdrew, but now I'm putting it back in another account. These are some of the restrictions we need to be mindful of, right?
Most certainly. So that's the one thing that taxpayers do forget, is that annual allowance, as well as the lifetime allowance, you can never make it back once you've withdrawn from your tax-free investment. So if you are planning on investing in a tax-free investment, you really have to be willing to sit with the consequences of not withdrawing from that product for a really long period of time. So it is a long-term savings vehicle.
Got you. And would it work the same in terms of withdrawals from an RA?
So the difference between an RA and a tax-free investment is that if you have withdrawn from your retirement annuity, from your savings component, is that you can actually replenish that amount over time. The thing is that there are very many considerations to take into account when you're looking to replenish that amount, Suki.
Got you. Overall, it does seem as though one does need to sit down and find out what bespoke approach they should consider and what does work for them. So I guess before someone sits down with their financial planner, or even if they are looking to evaluate their own financial standing, what key concepts or questions do we need to evaluate first before taking our approach into additional contributions?
So I think the first thing that we need to chat about, Gugu, is what are the considerations that taxpayers need to take into account before they actually decide to withdraw from their savings component, right? So that's where it all kind of starts. So I think the best advice that I can give to retirement savers when they are making that all-important decision is for them to ask themselves, will I be worse off financially if I don't withdraw? So the fact that you can take a withdrawal annually does not always mean that you should take that withdrawal. Remember that all-important fact that the withdrawal amount will be taxed at your marginal tax rate, meaning that the cash that you receive will ultimately be less than you are taking out. But also remember those factors that I'm going to point out coming ahead about the replenishment of this amount. So can you afford to take the funds available to you, reducing the cash amount that you can access at retirement? And if you are going to need cash at retirement, can you afford to actually contribute excess amounts into your retirement savings in future to ensure that you replenish the amount in your savings components before then?
Got you. I must tell you, we have a very intriguing question that's come through from one of our listeners, Soulful D. And the question reads, Megan, why are we being taxed again on an RA while it's money that we have saved from already taxed income? So interesting question, and almost feels as though we're being taxed twice. So maybe if you could respond to that question for us, please.
Sure, Gugu. So I think what's important to note about the retirement fund contribution is remember that you get a deduction every year. So on the amount that you actually contribute into your retirement savings, that amount is deductible from a tax perspective. When you then go ahead and withdraw that amount from your savings component, you are then paying tax at your marginal tax rate, which is almost just reversing the tax benefit that you received when you made the contribution into the fund. So it's not necessarily a double taxation, it's just almost a deferred taxation of that amount.
Got you. And also taxation on the growth, right? Because typically funds put into an RA would be in investments and the stock market that we typically talk about, and as a result would have grown. Would that be correct?
Correct. Yes, correct. For those benefits I mentioned earlier, just around the fact that your dividends and interest and capital growth are not taxed within a retirement community, that kind of all gets undone when you withdraw from your savings components, because then you are actually paying tax on those amounts.
Got you.
But it's of your benefit to stay invested in the product over the long term and not to withdraw.
Got you. Another intriguing aspect, Megan, that perhaps we've indulged in before, and that, you know, sometimes you even experience in your personal capacity when you're sitting opposite your financial planner, is evaluating your retirement contributions, evaluating how that speaks to your future goals and the targets that you've set in place for yourself. And sometimes you might be encouraged to not only make sure that you maximize your contributions for tax benefits, but also maximize your contributions for your own goals to be made timeously and effectively. Is that also another aspect we need to consider? And are there tax implications to that that might be included too?
Yes, definitely. So tax considerations are very important considerations to make when you are looking at your overall sort of financial goals and your financial plan. So I would definitely encourage taxpayers to seek the assistance of an independent financial advisor, because they really can help you to look at your full financial situation, and they're committed to assessing your own personal set of needs and circumstances and assisting you to make financial decisions that make sense for you and your individual long-term savings goals and overall financial plan. There are very many different considerations to make when you're trying to navigate where you should invest your hard-earned cash and how to sort of save for those long-term goals. Financial advisors are a really great tool to help you to think about your plan holistically and to assist you in those goals.
Got you. Lots to consider, and I guess making sure that we go back to the drawing board and evaluate key themes. Key timelines and time frames we need to be mindful of, Megan, because it's already the end of Jan. It's gone by quicker than we thought.
It's creeping up on us, James, most certainly. So for Allan Gray clients or those looking to invest with Allan Gray before the tax year comes to an end, there are different cut-off dates depending on the product you are contributing to and the payment method that you're going to use. So, for example, if you are ESPing at your funds, or if you instruct Allan Gray to collect those funds from your bank account. So I would suggest that if you are looking to top up your investment account before the end of the tax year, that you really ensure that you get both your instruction and your payment into your financial service provider well in advance of the 27th of February. This will allow you enough time to make sure that your investments get in before the tax year and you can claim those deductions through SARS at the beginning of next year.
Perfect. Definitely themes that we'll keep in mind and make sure that by the end of the tax year, our taxes are in order. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Megan.
Thank you so much, Gubby. Love you to be here.
Likewise. That's Megan Frazier, tax manager at Allan Gray, joining us today to help us maximize the tax benefits in a two-pot era. Ultimately, one of the key messages that you'll hear from many financial professionals is if you don't have to withdraw from your two-pot, don't. There's no pressure. The option is there. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use it if you have alternative means to access funding. And quite frankly, if you don't need the additional money. Preservation is always a priority to make sure that ultimately the compound interest, the compound growth on your retirement is something that you can benefit from in the long run. And that compounding is growth that happens this year, is added to the growth on top of next year. That growth then gets growth on the next year and so forth in terms of its continuation, often described as the eighth wonder of the world. If there are any deductions that you've made from your two-pot, naturally, many of us have discussed and here on the show, we've spoken about the tax considerations to bear in mind. And there's a tax benefit and incentive to it. So speak to your financial advisors or planners, tax specialists as well. Even speak to SARS. They can even offer you guidelines on this and, of course, some principles around the process that you need to be mindful of. But ultimately, there's always an option to make sure that at the end of the day, we're meeting our financial objectives. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.